The Rams return from their bye week, riding a wave of momentum, and look to keep it going tomorrow against the Giants in New York. Plus, all the best moments from their trip and win in London.
Show sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Jim Hill. Welcome to the Rams on Two Coaches Show. What a treat we have for you today. That is for sure. Offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur is with us. And Coach, you've already told us you want us to call you Matt.
Yes, sir.
See, no, don't call me sir. No, it's really kind of amazing how this team has progressed and how it is going. But before we start talking about, you know, the who's and the statistics and things like that, you're another coach that came from Washington to join Coach McVay here. Why did you decide to come here?
Well, you know, working with Sean for 4 years in Washington, we developed a close relationship. And he's a guy, the first time I met him, I mean, he was 28 years old or maybe even younger, 26 years old. And it didn't take long for me to figure out he's a special personality, a special guy, high character guy, and I knew he was going to climb quickly in the coaching ranks and eventually become a head coach.
You mentioned a little while ago the culture that is here, and this is not one of the best, but the best group that you've ever been around. I'd like for you to explain in detail what you're talking about there.
Yeah, I just think it starts with the character of the guys that we have on our team, a bunch of hardworking guys that are very coachable and that want to be coached, and they show up every day with the mindset of, you know, the want to and desire to get better on a daily basis.
Because even though they're pros and stuff like that, pros want to learn and they want to be taught how to do things the right way, and that's what you're doing here.
Sure, if you can help these guys and they believe in what you're selling them, and they'll run through a wall for you.
You're 5-2, first place in the NFC's Western Division. What are the pitfalls that your club faces when you have early season success like this?
I mean, everybody's going to face adversity throughout a season. I just think the message that really has started with Sean is we have a 1 week at a time mindset, and really our focus every day is just daily improvement and daily excellence. And so I think our guys have really bought into that, and that's how we approach each week.
You talk about each week, so this is still a learning process on both sides, on the players and yours as well?
Absolutely. I think, every week in this league is a learning process, and especially we have one of the younger teams in the league. Yeah, we have some key veterans that have really helped kind of expedite the learning curve for some of our younger guys, but yeah, these guys are going to learn something new on a weekly basis.
Okay, you're the offensive coordinator. Coach McVay calls the plays. I'd like you to talk about that dynamic and how it works and how you go about coming to a game plan on Sunday early in the week.
We do game plan a little bit independently, but Sean and I will always come together. And, you know, we've come from a similar background, have a very similar philosophy, and that's part of the reason I am here today. And so there are a lot of common concepts or schemes, and we see how to attack a defense very similarly, and so it makes for an easy transition as we formulate the game plan throughout the week.
What is the difference, as you have seen from early on in coming on and signing with the Rams, what's the big difference in Jared Goff then, as you study him on tape, as opposed to Jared Goff now?
That's a good question. I think there's a lot of things. First and foremost, when we first got here, you're talking about a guy that had 7 games under his belt. And so really that first off season was, yes, he's learning a new system, but he did have a little bit of game experience. And each week with him is so pivotal because he's encountering new things. And he's done a great job of embracing the coaching that we're trying to give to him. And, you know, he is unfazed by the moment. And I think that is critical to the success of any quarterback in this league.
Shotgun snap to Goff. He throws down the line, near side cut. Shakes a tackle. Oh, inside the 10. Boy. Inside the 5. Touchdown, LA! And this one's going in the books.
33-0 over the Arizona Cardinals, way, way over there in London, England. How surprised were you that you were able to put up that many points in those kinds of situations?
I don't know if it's surprise is the right word. Maybe when you are able to take care of a team like that, who we have a lot of respect for, and they've been a quality opponent for, you know, for many years, and typically you don't beat teams like that 33-0 in the National Football League. But again, I think our team has the right mentality, the right mindset, and really they take it one drive at a time and just, you know, try to be productive on each drive.
Because when you look at the game as a whole and then you break it down, it was almost as though you were doing everything you wanted to do and everything you had done in practice.
Absolutely. I mean, there was definitely some hiccups, even when you talk about that game. I mean, it was 6-0 late in the second quarter, and fortunately we were able to tack on a couple nice scoring drives towards the end of that first half and really kind of put the game in hand at halftime. But again, the mindset, the mentality of our team, with you know, great football character, and those guys came out of the locker room with a 0-0 type mindset.
So now you have the New York Giants coming up this week. They've got a record of 1-6, so they're desperate. They're desperate for a win. So when a team is desperate for a win, do they do desperate things, change up a lot of things, maybe even try to trick you?
They present a ton of challenges because they give you multiple looks, and they're going to bring a lot of pressure. So it can almost force you into some bad situations. And on top of that, they have some pretty good players as well. So that can be a deadly combo at times.
What do you think is the issues that they have been having to cause them to have such a poor record?
This league, every game comes down to a handful of plays. And unfortunately for them, I think just the couple of the plays that determine the wins and losses in this game just haven't gone their way. But you look at most of the games, they've played very competitively and have been in right to the very end.
What have you noticed about your squad from an offensive standpoint now that they've had a few days off? When they came back, were they raring to go? Because sometimes when you're on a winning streak, you just want to keep playing.
Yeah, but I think at any time you get an opportunity to take some time off, it allows those players' bodies to heal a little bit. You come back with a fresh mindset. And what was really encouraging is when we went to work on Monday, you could feel the energy. And I felt like that's carried on throughout this whole week.
So it's the Rams going against the New York Giants. And Coach and I will be back in just a couple of moments. Coming up, Coach LaFleur breaks down some key plays from their win against the Cardinals. And a little bit later on, we're going to relive their trip across the pond with some sights and sounds from their victory in London, England.
The Rams on 2 giveaway contest is back. A new season for fans to win great prizes. It's easy to score with CBS 2 every week. Watch Rams on 2 for the secret code. Then text it to 84816 to win.
Todd Gurley, the single back, he gets the handoff. He dodges the tackler and works left. At the 20, he's got a stiff arm. 15 turns the corner. Todd Gurley going for the pylon, and he slips in. Touchdown, L.A.
And welcome back to the Rams on 2 coaching show. I'm Jim Hill, along with offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur. And Matt, you know, when we talk about your offensive players, man, you've got a lot of weapons or a lot of toys that you can play with and do a lot of creative things, don't you?
Yeah, that definitely helps us become better coaches when you have guys that you can throw the ball to, and then you got a back like Todd Gurley, and our offensive line can't say enough about what they've done up to this point.
Let's talk a little bit more about Todd before you show us an example of that. He is a multidimensional back that can do everything.
Yeah, he's great at catching the ball at the backfield, and really he's a true dual threat. And anytime you got a guy like that, it creates problems for a defense.
Does he come to you and complain and say, you know, feed me more, give me more of the ball, give me more of the ball?
No, I'll tell you what, that's one thing you love about Todd and can really appreciate about him. He's never once said that, and I think, you know, when given the opportunity, he's definitely produced for us.
Now, you have an example of that you want to show us right here, of Todd scoring a touchdown against the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, so here we got a play. We're trying to run an inside zone. We're going to use Tavon as a decoy on this play. And like I said, Tavon's production doesn't always show up on the stat sheet, but he's a very dangerous guy on the football field that the defense has to account for in every play. So the intent of this play was really to kind of use that jet sweep motion to pull the defensive end out of the play. All right? We didn't get this. So this is where sometimes as a coach, great players make great coaches, and this was just a great individual effort by Todd Gurley, as you can see right here, making the first guy miss. And then again, Tavon making a key block, mm-hmm. the touchdown springing block down the field, which really allowed Todd to propel through that goal line. And what a this speaks to the football character of a guy like Todd Gurley. We had a similar instance like this versus Seattle earlier in the year where he extended the ball, and unfortunately it was a costly fumble for us in that game. And here he is a few weeks later exploding through that goal line. So it was a great, great individual effort by Todd Gurley there.
When you talk to Todd, you know, he's such a mild-mannered guy, but when he gets on the field, I mean, he's running with authority, with force.
Yeah, he's a big guy that's powerful, very explosive, and, you know, when you got a guy like that, you try not to overuse him because you know it's a long season and you want him available for the whole time.
And someone else who is a crowd favorite right now is young Cooper Kupp.
Well, Cooper Kupp, first of all, might be a young guy, but he's got the mindset of a veteran, and he's a true pro. So here we are in a situation. It's not a great situation on offense to be in. I think it was third and goal from the 18. So it's 26-0 at this point, late in the fourth quarter. So you're really trying to not put your offense in a worse situation. So right here we're calling a simple screen pass to Cooper Kupp. And this was, a great effort, really, by everybody. First of all, the block here, you can see Sammy Watkins with a key block on the initial defender. And really, that was the guy that Andrew Whitworth was supposed to block. So that's not even Sammy's guy. But again, smart football player, takes the initial threat out of the play. Great adjustment right there by Andrew Whitworth to climb to the second level, get the block on Patrick Peterson, and then look at the effort downfield by Roger Saffold and John Sullivan. And so you're in a bad situation. When you got great players again, they can take a third and 18, take it to the house.
And when you see the big fellas downfield like that, then you know you got something really special going.
Absolutely. Those guys, I can't say enough about those guys. Each week, the continuity that they provide for our offense is vital to our success.
On offense, those are just some of the toys that Coach has to work with, and we'll be right back in just a couple of moments.
It's time for the Rams on 2 Star of the Week.
Inside here, off the ground. No, it's Goff who keeps it. And Goff goes crashing into the end zone. On the zone read, Jared Goff has his first rushing touchdown of 2017. And the Rams go up 3 scores.
Rams on 2, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
And welcome back to the Rams on 2 Coaches Show. I'm Jim Hill. What a dominating performance by the Rams before their bye week, taking care of the Arizona Cardinals 33-0 in London, England. Now, this game was so dominating by the Rams that we decided to go back and give you a special look at the sights and sounds.
I'm from Ireland. I've been a Rams fan since about 2001, since the Super Bowl win. A great fun last night. I got to meet Torrey Holt and the Barrow Boy and Baker. And I'm looking for the W today.
From LA originally. I've been out here in the UK now about 8 years. This is the second time I've come out here at Twickenham to watch my Rams play. Horns up, baby. We're going to win this. We got this.
14 years. It's been a long, old time. Hopefully this week we get to get a win. Season going. Hopefully 5-2 for the bye week is what I'm hoping for. Fingers crossed this year will be the year. It's been a long time coming.
Live for the day, die tomorrow. All you got, every snap. These people here to see you, the playmakers. Show the world who the playmakers are.
Let's start with us. Lead our group today, man.
Let's go, Tree.
Let's ball today.
Hey, let's go.
Have our best day today, man. We put in the work. Let's do work today, man. Come on. Believe it.
Hey, let's go.
Believe it and achieve it, man. Come on. Here we go. LB's on 3. 1, 2, 3.
LB's.
Rivers in the gun. He drops the throw. Robert Quinn around the edge. And Aaron Donald finishes him off. He sets up for a 32-yarder out of the hold of Andy Lee from the right hash. It's a low snap, but the kick is away, and it is no good. Pulled wide left. And so the Cardinals come up empty on their opening drive. 10:04 to go, and the Rams will get the football. Four-man rush, including a safety. Goff dodges it, throws to Woods, complete at the 25, but he's covered immediately by Deion Buchanan at the 26, and the Rams will have to punt with 6:20 to go before the half.
Act like you're going to blitz.
Play him inside. Reaction his way. Palmer has to step up. He's crunched as he delivers. Three ball. LaMarcus Joyner makes a catch at midfield. LaMarcus Joyner returns to the lineup with an interception in London. 5:35 to go before the half. He gets the handoff. He dodges the tackler and works left. At the 20, he's got a stiff arm. 15 turns the corner. Todd Gurley going for the pylon. And he slips in. Touchdown, LA. How about Tavon Austin holding that edge?
Tavon Austin looked like one of those orange parking cones out there. Visual deterrent, just stay in the way. Todd Gurley doing the rest.
Inside give. Malcolm Brown. No, it's Goff who keeps it. And Goff goes crashing into the end zone. On the zone read, Jared Goff has his first rushing touchdown of 2017. And the Rams go up 3-score.
Listen, I'm about to shed a tear. Our offense looks so good. Boy, I'm about to shed a tear, man. We're getting first downs. We scoring. Jared scoring. Psych. The game ain't over. It's 0-0 right now. Watch.
He's picked. Barron at the 39. Cuts inside the 30. And the second interception of the half of the Rams puts them in position to score again before the break.
Blood in the water right here.
Don't know how they would have done it.
Shotgun snap to Goff. He throws down the line, near side cut. Shakes a tackle. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown, LA! And this one's going in the books. 32-0 with less than 4 minutes to go in week 7. The Rams are going to take first place into the bye.
That was victory number 5 for the Rams. They hope to get victory number 6 this week in New York against the Giants. Stay right where you are, because when we come back, we'll have today's special code word and a question for Coach.
Rams on 2. This is our season.
On 2, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
Hi, my name is Kevin Herron from Monrovia, California. Tonight's secret code is first down. Go Rams!
All right, welcome back to Rams On 2, the Coach's Show. Now, this is one of my favorite parts of the show. Before we get to that, I want to remind you, if you have a question for Coach, visit our Facebook page or tweet us at CBSLA using the hashtag RamsOn2. And, Coach, this week's question comes from Philip L. in Sherman Oaks. And he asks, do you call any plays during the game or only Coach McVay?
Well, I only call the good plays, the ones that work. No. But, no, Sean calls all the plays. Obviously, there's a lot of communication between us, whether it's, you know, mid-series. But it's typically in between the series where and that goes for our whole coaching staff. We have, you know, any suggestions that you have, and he either is going to go with it or he's got a plan in his mind, and he does an unbelievable job as a play caller, and that's why he's in the position he's in.
People would think that there are certain plays you're going to use all the time, no matter where you are on the field. Mm-hmm. Is that true or not?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we definitely have a football philosophy, and we're going to have the plays that we really hang our hat on, so to speak. There's other times where, you know, you go into a game. That's what you game plan for all week, is to come up with some schemes that really can exploit and take advantage and really try to get some big plays, because when you are able to create explosive plays, you got a much better chance of scoring.
One final thing. From a health standpoint, how is your club from that offensive standpoint?
As good as any team I've ever been on. Reggie and Ted really do a great job with our players. And I think, again, it goes back to we have some very high character guys that are going to take care of their bodies and do the right thing and are your pros pro.
So it's the Rams going against the New York Giants, and that's going to be on Sunday as the Rams are going for their sixth win of the year. And so for offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur, I'm Jim Hill saying thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.